Well, before we go on to Yericho, which is going to start talking about the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, just want to be aiming on one part of Perek Dalet. Basically, Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. We learned that when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, it was a tremendous nace, and the nace happened with the Oren and the Koyanim. Oren and the Kohanim went to the water, and the water split. And the whole, we discussed last week, that the whole nes of the Kriyas HaYarden, the whole miracle was in the schus of Torah, the Oren. And that's why the whole Perek talks about the Oren holding the Kohanim holding the Oren. The problem is, and there's not really enough explanations on this. That's not exactly what happened. What happened was, according to Rashi, if you read Rashi, Rashi says, "Loi kederech sha'avu acherim." The lashon of the pasuk is, "Vayihi kasher tam kol ha'om lavor." It says, after we all crossed the Yarden, that means Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, we all crossed the Yarden. Then, "Vayavor aroyin Hashem v'akoyanim lufneihom." So the Medrash is being oimed on the fact that it separated us from the Kohanim. First we crossed, then it says, Vahikasha Tam Kolom. Then the Kohanim and the Oren crossed the Yarden. So Rashi says the following: Loi kederech shavu acherim. Elokomoshe mefurish lamata, says Rashi. Not ku kapos ragle akoinim lachareim lacharovo. V'chozru amayim achareim kitmol shulshan. Unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says this is what happened. The Kohanim picked up the Oren, as we discussed last week. They walked into the Yarden. They didn't cross the Yarden. They just walked in like you walk, if you go to the edge of the water by the beach. They walked to the edge of the water. They put their feet in. The water split. They stood there. Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. What would be the most sensible thing? Then the Kohanim crossed the Yarden with Oren. That's not what happened. What happened is the Kohanim then went backwards. So basically the Kohanim created a Kriyas HaYarden by holding the Oren. They walked into the Yarden. The Yarden split. Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. And after Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, the Kohanim went backwards with the Oren. The Ganze Yarden came back to its place. The water went back. And now they floated across. The Oren carried them over the Oren, over the Yarden. As I said, Rashi. V'chozru amayim l'achireyem. V'nimtza Oren mitzad zeh. Oren and the Kohanim on one side. V'yisroel mitzad zeh. Basically, Klal Yisrael were the Eretz Yisrael part of the Yarden, and the Kohanim and the Oren were the Jordan part of the Yarden. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael. And the water came back. And then the Oren, Nosa, Oren, es Noisa, Vova. I don't know if anybody realizes, it's a Rashi. But when you read about the story, nobody realizes. This is Mamash Apella. Why in the world would Hashem do such a thing? That means they were, according to Chazal, there were two completely different miracles that took place. And the second one was totally unnecessary. L'chaira. The second one was completely unnecessary. The Kohanim go in, the Yarden splits. The Yarden splits, Klal Yisrael cross. Okay? Now let the Kohanim cross. I'm finished. It's over. Instead, the Kohanim go backwards, the Yarden crashes back down, and now there's a second miracle that the Kohanim hold the Oren and they float over the Yarden onto Eretz Yisrael. The Kohanim did not walk through the Yarden like Klal Yisrael. As I state in Pasuk. So, it's a Pella. seems to be mamish apella. Loi over HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisa b'chdi. Why would the Baruch Hashem do such a miracle? It's a fascinating pshat from Rav Eliyahu Dessler. Rav Eliyahu Dessler's atzal in the Michtav Eliyahu, he says there was a tremendous lesson to be made here. He says there's two kinds of miracles. So just to give you an example, we find Asei Deich Eloi Sasei, right? Which basically means, if you have a mitzvah Asei, in certain cases, you're allowed to be over a lav to facilitate that mitzvah. You're allowed to be over a lav to facilitate the mitzvah. That's the halach. Yeah. Now, something called chuya, and there's something called hutra. There's a very big difference between the chuya and hutra. The chuya means that the asay comes, and the asay pushes off the lav. Which means the lav is there. There's a lav. But the asay pushes off the lav. In that case, you're only allowed to be over the lav when you're being mekayim the asay. So for example, you're allowed to wear shatnas and tzitzis. Right? If you have a wool beged, if you have a linen beged, and the only strings that you have are wool, you're allowed to put in the wool tzitzis into the linen beged. But you can't wear the beged balayla. Number one, because it's not as man tzitzis. It's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. If you hold Laila loves man tzitzis, you shouldn't be allowed to wear the beged sadan balayla. Another example, if you have other strings that you could put in the beged and not be over shatnas, you have to do that. Because it's the chuya. It's pushing off. It only pushes if you have no option. If you have an option, there's no asay de chalises. Kohanim are allowed to wear big day kuhuna. Okay? That are shatnas in Beis HaMikdash. Right? Kohanim allowed to wear it. So although the Kohanim allowed to wear the big day kuhuna in the Mikdash, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and Raivad, when the Kohanim do Avoida in Beis HaMikdash, is it only mutter while they're doing Avoida? That's the Shita of the Rambam. Shaloi b'shas Avoida, they can't wear the Begadim. And the Raivat says, no, it's hutra b'Mikdash. The Kohanim are allowed to wear. So, obviously, according to the Rambam, it's the Chuya. You can only wear the Begadim while you're doing Avoida. So Shagas Arya asks, how are Kohanim allowed to bring a Korban Mapala Sofik? Maybe it's not a carbon. And they're being over a shatnas. Famous Shagas Arya's kasha. That means, according to the Raivit, it's very good. The Raivit holds its hutra. Big day kun in the Mikdash is hutra. That's the difference between tchuy and hutra. Another difference is, let's say, yibum. So yibum, if you hold yibum as the chuyah, then you should only allow to do yibum for the mitzvah. And once the mitzvah is miskayah, you're not allowed to be with your sister-in-law. If you hold hutra, so Tosfos is machadish, yibum is different, it's mitzvah sebekach, voice loy leisha, yibum is unique. Says Rav Eliyahu Dessler, same thing by a miracle. You can have a miracle that's dechuya. What does dechuya mean? Dechuya means that Hashem pushes the teva out of the way for this miracle to take place. That's one type. And then there's what we call hutra. He says, hutra means it's lamala min hateva. You're living lamala min hateva. Lamala min hateva is a whole different idea. I just said over a Maral Meprag in Shul this past Shabbos that the Maral Meprag explains why the Gemara of Metzia needed the schus of the ovis of Avram for the Be'er, for the Mon, right? And finally, Yaakovd. And it says all the schus of Avram Avinu, right? Ask the Maral, the Marsha also says in this kasha. What do you mean? What about all the other miracles we had in the Midbar? Mechames Amorek, Mechames Sichin Va'orek, we have many miracles. What's unique? That the Be'er and the Mon, they needed, the Hanan Yaakov, they needed a schus from Avram. Zok the Maral. There's one thing as a miracle that takes place, an event. Mechames Amalek. That was an event. For that, that's a regular miracle. But a miracle should go for 40 years. Day in and day out, that's lamala min hateva. That you need a special schus. That we have to call Avraham Avinu. Azoy zok the Maral. In the same vein, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler explains that the Torah is l'malo min ha-teva. The Torah doesn't need to push the miracle, to push the event. The Torah is not limited. The Torah is not confined to teva. The Torah is l'malo min ha-teva. The Torah is beyond teva. That's the Torah. And therefore, that was the lesson. The Yarden being split, that was like a push. The Yarden was pushed against its nature. But Hashem Dafka made that the Yarden came back across, and the Oren and the Kohanim, they floated on top to show the Torah, l'mala. The Torah doesn't even need to fight Teva. The Torah is bechlal not limited to Teva. In the same vein, the Meshech Chochmah says, that's Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos brings down an Amoira, one Amoira, talking to another Amoira. He was davening too long. So he told him, what are you davening so long for? The Lashon the Gemara uses, Manichin Chaye Yoylam, Voiskin B'Chayesha. Chaye Yoylam is Torah, Chaye Yoylam Nota B'Sechenu. Chayesha is davening. So what's the obvious question? What's the obvious question? This Gemara goes against every Mashgiach. I use it against the Mashgiach. When I was on Masifta Baruch and I came late to Shachos, I told the Mashgiach I was learning. Mashgiach said, Torah. I said, it's the Gemara on Shabbos. I don't want to be near Chai Olam to be Yitzchak B'Chai Yishol. What does the Gemara mean? I'm near Chai Olam to be Yitzchak B'Chai Yishol. Why is Tefillah called Chai Yishol? Why is Torah called Chai Olam? It's the same. They're both Ruchnias. Right? The guy takes off a day learning and he goes skiing. So he's Menichin Chai Olam, why is he Chai Yishol? Tefillah. So the Meshech Chochmah says, Tefillah is also Mugbal Tazman. Tefillah is part of this world. Ere Voiker V'Tzoroyim. Torah is Lamala Min Hazman. That's why Torah is called Chai Olam. Torah does not limit it to time. It's not limited to time, it's not limited to place. That's why the Aron didn't take room like we spoke about. That's the idea. So that was the lesson to Klal Yisrael, that the Nes of Kriyas HaYarden was only needed if you don't mamish fully have the Torah. Mamish the Nes of Torah, the Lamalam and Atavah. That's what the Azay Zokter B'Liyo Dessler, that's why the Yarden came back, the walls came back, and then the Nes happened. Now with this idea, we could start Perek Vov. I don't have much time because I have to stop. I have to teach Bikias and I have to go. So I'm going to just very, very quickly go to the Perek Vov. Perek Vov starts with the conquering of Yericho. So the Pasuk testifies, the Yericho is Segeres and Misugeres. Yericho was closed and locked. It's a double lotion. Segeres is locked and the Pasuk of Musgeres is also locked. So everybody has the kasha. Rashi says, Kitargumai. So, the understanding in this, the Radak says, Segeres, Pesecha, Umesugeres, can't go in, you can't go out. You know, sometimes you have a door, it's an exit, you could go out, it has a push bar, but you can't come in. This was locked in both ways. Kleoker says even more. Anyway, the Mitzuda says it used to be closed, not locked, and then when Klai Yisrael came, they locked it, so it was Segeris, Umesugeris, whatever, different Pirushim. But the Kleoker then says a fascinating thing, and it ties right into what we were just talking. Kleoker says, Mashmois, Zok the Kleoker, Mashmois Atargum Ukishuf. Kiin Shenemar, Kiloi Nacheish, Biyakoi, Veloi Kesem, Bi Yisrael. Meaning Yericho was locked, not just physically, it was locked with witchcraft. That means the people who inhabited Yericho, they were very proficient in witchcraft, and they created like a spell, as you would call it, a spell that locked in Yericho. So Yericho was physically entrapped, enclosed, and it also was enclosed with the Koyach HaKishuf. It's a Targum, that's how the Kleoker understands. Now, what's Pshat? What's Pshat in that? So I think you could say like this. When Avram When Avram was told in last week's parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha, Avram was told he's going to have children. So what does Avram tell Hashem? He says, "Hein li loy nosata zara, uven beisi yerisha yisi udam esek aliyat." Avram Avinu tells Hashem, "I'm not going to have children. I'm not going to have children." Anyway, Hashem tells Avram Avinu, "Come outside. Come outside." Vayotzei yisi achutza. He shows him the stars. Koyei zarech. That we have in this week's parasha. Koyei zarech. So Chazal say, "What's this discussion? Why did he take him outside? He could tell him the stars. Koyei zarech. He'd have to take him outside." So Chazal say that Avram told Hashem, "I looked into my mazel, and my mazel says I will not have children. My mazel, Avram einoy moilid." Hashem tells him, "You're making a mistake. Avram einoy moilid. Say me on tegninu shulcha. Go out of your. Don't look into your astrology. Avraham moilid." Avram's not going to have children, but your name is changed to Avram, and Avram will have children. So what's the obvious question? I mean, the whole Chazal is a plea. The Eibishter tells you you're going to have a kid. And what do you tell him? I mean, forget you're talking to the Rabbanu Shalom. Forget you're talking to the Rabbanu Shalom. Imagine you're talking to Reb Chaim Knievsky. You go to Reb Chaim Knievsky. To Reb Chaim Knievsky. Reb Chaim Knievsky says, "Okay, this is kach v'kach, and this is what's going to happen." Tell Reb Chaim, "I looked into my palm, and based on the way I read my palm, what Reb Chaim said is not going to happen." Meshugin and kapanai. He said, "Reb Chaim, you're telling him bubble mice with your palm reading? Yeah, there's a chokhma palm reading. It's a narish. The Sarah Torah tells you something." No fool would say such a thing. No fool would say, "I went to Epizavaybala, I went to some Makubal, and they told me, Reb Chaim says." You go to the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom says, Abraham, you're going to have children. Rabbanu Shalom, I have to tell you, I appreciate the bracha, but Rabbanu Shalom, I looked into the stars, which, mind you, Hashem created. And the astrology tells me that I'm not going to have children. Davis the handles with him? Davis the handles with Avraham? Why didn't Davis give him a big frask? You tell me about my stars. You tell me what my stars. I'm telling you. You tell me what my stars are saying. How you read my stars. You can have children. The Teretz is, Avraham Avinu was asking Hashem Akasha. Avraham Avinu is Hashem Akasha. Hashem, the mazolos are yours. You create the mazolos. Mazolos don't go on their own. It's your mazolos. You create these mazolos. So Hashem, it's not like I'm talking and I'm getting conflicting messages from you. From you, Hashem, I'm getting conflicting messages. On the one hand, you're telling me I'm going to have children. On the other hand, the stars that you created with messages are telling me I'm not going to have children. Vosa pshat. So Hashem told him pshat. He wasn't asking kash on the brush. How could you say? What's pshat? Maybe you mean Ben Basi, maybe you mean Eliezer is going to be my son, because Karl Lemeter Mechaveri Kilu Yoldi. I don't know what you mean. He's asking, Hashem, I have a stira. Can you give me pshat? That's what it is. Hashem gave him pshat. Hashem took him outside. I say, Chazal, Hashem told him, don't worry about the mazel. You're the malum in the mazel. So I want to see a question. When do you make a shini Hashem? You make a shini Hashem, Nebuch, person is very sick. Right? Things look very dreary. Okay, let's try a different name. Mishan Hashem, Mishan HaMazel. Shini Hashem is not something you do with Simcha. Right? Why did Rabbanu Shlomo make that Avraham Avinu can't have children? And now we're going to make a Shini Hashem. Taka, the name that you got originally, Taka, can't have children. Taka, terrible mazel. But you know what? We'll make a Shini Hashem. And now Taka with the Shini Hashem. What's the pshat? How do you understand such a thing? Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu, this is Yisod of Rabbi Odesla. Avraham Avinu, you're lamalim in a teva. Yes, there's a teva. The teva is for the world. But if you embrace the Torah, you're lamala min ha-teva. The teva doesn't affect you. You're beyond teva. So therefore, Hashem took the father of the world, Avraham Avinu. He made him. He should be enemaylid to show him vayoytzi yisayachutz. You're beyond. When we went into Eretz Yisrael, we had to establish a country that Mamish believes that the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I was very distraught yesterday. I read an article from a firm, very firm person, a learned person. He wrote an article. This person I respect. He's a fine person. He just made a mistake. I already sent him an email because I feel he made a big mistake. He wrote in the article that yesterday, Lieberman, Avigdor Lieberman, met with Gantz, who's the chairman of the blue and white, whatever they are, and they spoke about their parties possibly working together with the joint list, which also consists of Arabs. The whole thing is a mapecha, it doesn't make any sense. Lieberman is going to sit with the Arabs. The whole thing is a medrash pliya that I can't even get pshat in. I can easier answer medrash pliya, right? And I have a pshat that he doesn't mean it bechlal, but if he meant it, it's not pshat. So this other person, this learned person, wrote a whole article. And he said, you know, we have to daven and we have to this and we have to that. But then he wrote that if blue and white party joins with the joint list, then it's over. It's over for the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, in Israel. It's Yevsha. Nariskeit. Nariskeit. We in Eretz Yisrael are standing because it's Netanyahu. If it's the joint list, we're not standing. Nariskeit. Of course we have to advocate what's Derech HaTeva good for us, of course. And until that last minute, we're going to do everything we can that the joint list shouldn't be part of the government. Of course. Of course. But the Eibish will work it out for Klal Yisrael. I always chazer over, every year I chazer over, because I had such hanah from this ma'isa. Rav Eliashiv Zeichet Tzadik L'Brochah. When they had Mayor Lipinski to become the mayor of Yerushalayim, mayor, a firm guy, Rav Eliashiv Mamish went b'chol koichoi that he should be the mayor of Yerushalayim. He taka became the mayor. Rav Eliashiv put koichoi shaloi kedarkoi, because he's normally not into politics. Mamish, he spent time on it. For Eliashiv to give 5 minutes of his time to politics is a big thing. He gave hours. Anyway, the night of the vote, they tallied all the votes and everything. Anyway, like 2 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 in the morning, it became clear Mayor won. Rav Eliashiv Zeinikel was so excited that his Zayd is going to be so happy. The koiches he put in. So Rav Eliashiv, he waited up till 3:30 in the morning when Rav Eliashiv gets up, or whatever time it was, 3 a.m. So he'll be able to run to the Zayda to tell him, Mayor won. You know, the Zayda doesn't know he went to sleep before the... He was very disappointed. The Einikl, I'm talking about. Because Rav Eliashiv got up. If you ever saw him get up, there's a video of how he got up. So makes his... Wash his hands. Zogzai b'chzater and efangton lam. There's no... The grandson tried to run in and squeeze in between the chvesvas and get a couple seconds to tell him, Lopyansky won. Rav Eliashiv gave him a look like, Mamish, like as though he told him the Yankees won. What shot? You had to see the look on his face, like, what? The Einikl said over, I heard this from the Einikl, the look on his face was like, I told him something that has zero shaychus to him at all. He never heard about it, never wants to, zero. He just gave him a look on, okay. Who's Lapin, who's mayor? Who's the guy? Where's he a mayor of Jerusalem? Wow, okay. So later in the day, when he hopped a minute with the Zayda, he said, Zayda, what's the pshatna? So my email that I sent to this person, who's a rabbi, I sent him this ma'aseh. So Rav Eliashiv said, the Einikl said, I understand, Zayda, you put so much kachas. So now he won. Icha b'achiv machin ishtadlis. I felt it's better for the Haredim in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, that mayor should be the mayor of Jerusalem. So I put all my kliches. That's it. Then the Eibishter takes over. no difference to me. If the Eibishter decided it should be Gavriel, should be the man, it'll be gewaldic that way. I did mine. The second I finished doing my work, it's zelo mishane klal. Make no difference. Zero. So that's why I sent this individual. Avada, we have to try to get the joint list shouldn't be part of the Israeli government. Avada. You have to be a tippish not to try to get them that they shouldn't be part of the government. 100%. But then we're finished. Chas v'shalom. We're not finished. We're the same, just the same as we are right now. And right now, we're exactly b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. It's exactly where we'll be whoever forms the government, if they ever do form a government. Right? It doesn't make a difference. It's fascinating. They vote and they vote and they vote. There's nobody. It's unbelievable. Keep on voting. But it doesn't make a difference. Anachnu v'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. So what the Eibush to do, the first city of Yerichai, the first city that we conquered in Eretz Yisrael, the Eibush to made that it should be locked, not only physically locked, with all the witchcrafts, with everything to show that Yisrael amalam alamazim. Anachnu v'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. So it wasn't even just a victory. It wasn't the type of victory that we could say, oh, we physically were victorious. Hashem made that Yerichai was so closed, and that was to show us that Anachnu v'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. That's why, that's how Yerichai was coming.